Lynn, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Hannah.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi.
Come on in.
How are you?
I'm good. Really good.
It's like we're on just a phone call between us.
Yeah.
Sharing it with other people.
That makes it easy. That makes it easy,
it does
doesn't it?
Easy. Yeah. It does. It makes it really personal, but easy because it's just a phone call between us. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
I'm super honored.
And so everybody, I don't know. I'm sure Mimi said to mute people a few minutes past, but I'm just going to mute him right now. But we can hear you all. But it's easier when we have you on mute, obviously, so we can hear each other talk. And I had it on my heart, and it kept coming up in my heart to do a phone call, and I didn't really understand, like a prayer call with you, Lynn. And then I texted you, and you're like, sure, how about do a Q&A about prayer? And so that's how this started. So I'm thankful for Mimi. I think Mimi's listening. For allowing me to use her Israel prayer call number. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, thank you so much. And Lynn, and, I'm so thankful for you. And, this is kind of like, I mean, I don't do this all the time, but people like that I'm around, like, especially you, like just sharing it with other people. But when I want to like, you know, ask questions about prayer, anything, you know, from you, and just sharing it with other people. So
you just call me up or text and say, when can I call you?
yeah,
for sure.
I do. So I'm so thankful for you and your obedience to prayer. And thank you for doing this.
There's a lot to pray about right now, Hannah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, especially right
now.
On the
phone. Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's wild. Just how the people are awakening to prayer right now because they have so much time in their home, you know?
Yeah. Yes. And so much time to pray. And we hope people are not wasting time, you know?
Right, exactly. I have a lot of questions for you. Some are my own, some are from friends, and some are from family. So I will just blow, you know.
Okay.
However the Lord leads us. So shall we pray before we start? Or
whatever you want to do, Hannah, this is your prayer call. You want to do whatever you want to do.
All right. Okay. Everybody stand on your hands. I'm just joking. Okay, Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for every person who's listening. Thank you for your grace, your utterance, Lord, your words, your questions. Lord, we just give you all the glory and praise, Father. Every hungry heart, Lord, they'll receive from you about prayer and about these times that we're in for such a time
you,
as
Lord.
Now that you have called us to the kingdom for this hour. And God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we give you all the
faithful.
Glory, all the honor.
Thank you, Lord.
And you have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So shall I just ask you some questions right now?
Sure.
My prayer call. Okay. So these are some, well, first of all, you were talking about this time that we're in. We've never been in a time like this before. What should we be focusing on about in prayer during this time we're in right now?
A lot of people I've noticed, Hannah, are focusing in different areas. Like their heart is having them pray about the victims of the coronavirus. Other people, the Lord is having them pray about the medical workers and the first responders. Other people, it seems like, just different things like the economy and the president and all of the list of the things that would be on our agenda today, praying about the world, about World Harvest, The awakening, there's so many things, you know, right now. And so all the there's so many people that have asked me that question about what to pray about. I would say the most important thing right now is for you to pray. It's not what other people are praying or try to jump over to what they're praying about, but
right.
whatever you're praying about yourself, that would probably be your assignment during this time. And then we
sure.
would just let God, you know, kind of weave it all together. And so then we have prayer voices that are going to heaven on all different kinds of fronts, which is really needed right now. So that's what I would say, just because you might hear somebody say, well, I'm praying about the economy right now, or I'm praying this or that. Whatever it is that the Lord put on your heart, and that you, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, and then if you don't understand what that word means, kind of on your heart, it means something that you just can't hardly get released from it. Every
right.
day it just comes up in your heart. You just kind of carry that, you know,
yeah.
and I would just stay with that, because all of our prayers are important now. It's not just one person praying, but everybody is. And this is so wonderful that people are praying
right,
now.
Exactly.
I mean, this radical praying that we see. And, you know, I think the crisis has probably brought that on. The
uh-huh,
crisis, you
sure.
know, people will pray when in crisis. And so,
yeah.
You know, we didn't really want it to be crisis that brought it on, but we needed it.
right,
we needed
right,
people
exactly.
praying.
Yeah.
And we've been
awakening.
Telling people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, for sure.
Exactly.
To pray. But now God doesn't
yeah,
know how to.
That's so good.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. he doesn't have to get you till he needs to get you, and then he knows how to get you. So.
Right. exactly.
So,
yeah. So when you pray, like as the Lord leads you, do you pray mostly in English or tongues? Like as you're praying in the Spirit? Or do you just like?
I pray out as far as I know in English of what I know or what I'm led to pray in English. And then I pray over in tongues if I don't feel released, you know, about that, the things I don't know, you know, I pray in tongues for a while, and then I listen if there's any interpretation or words that come up in my praying in other tongues. And especially words in English, maybe I don't understand them or have a definition of them or how that connects with my praying right now, but I use those words, and especially if I hear those words over and over again and
right.
In English. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
uh-huh.
yep. So, and so, yeah, that I pray, I do both.
If they just keep up coming mm-hmm, in English.
Yep. Yeah.
The words. Mhm. So that's good.
But
so you pray as far as you know, and then you go
yeah.
into tongues.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes if I don't know at all, like I have no leading about it. I don't have, like for instance, for the economy right now, there's a lot going on with that. There's a plan
mm-hmm.
that the president is wanting to put into place. There's getting everybody back to work. There's everybody flowing together. They're, you know, trying to get everybody back into place, the economy itself and what it looks like and getting it back, getting us back to jobs. And, you know, there's so many areas that you can pray on even that one subject. And you know, I mean, even like the virus. Think about it. You can pray about the victims. You can pray about the vaccine. You can pray about medication
right.
for now for those people, about healing, you know, and all
mm-hmm.
of those things. It's like, you know, I've never seen I've never seen a time where, Hannah, have
oh,
you?
Right.
And there's
no,
so much to pray about.
I haven't.
You just,
yeah.
Wow, you could just pray. And the thing is that God has graced us with this time. So,
right, I think so too.
So
good. Do you think like all ministers should be like prayers, or is that like a separate calling? Like I know
well,
everybody should have a prayer life. You know
you
what
mean,
I mean?
The
but
people that are
like
in the five foot.
Yeah,
in
feel
a
like
sense,
sometimes
we're all
I've
ministers.
Say,
you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, ministers of reconciliation, but you're talking about the fivefold ministry? I think all ministers should be prayers. Yeah, I do.
I think so, too.
I do.
I do, too.
Yeah. I think at some level, of course,
right.
Not every minister is going to pray at a level that somebody else does, but there should
right.
you should have a relationship with God if you're going to be in the ministry, Anna. You know that.
I mean, that wasn't my question. No, but I can see why they asked that, because, you know, sometimes I've seen in ministry where the minister was like, oh, well, my wife prays. You know, that's her fault. And it's like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? It almost like they look at it like a separate calling. Which
yeah.
it is, I
no.
guess, but they
well,
need to pray, too.
All people should, all people, if you're in the body of Christ, you should be praying. But as
right.
far as a ministry goes, if you're not given over to, there are all different kinds of prayer. So, you know, you would almost have to clarify the kind of prayer you're talking about. As far as like what we know is intercession, that meaning standing in the gap, or we
yeah.
could say supplication, that's more like more of an interceding kind of prayer than it is the prayer of agreement. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
As a minister, you pray, worship is another kind of prayer. Some people don't enter so much into intercession as they do worship. But you've
yeah.
got to however your connection is with God, you need to, and whatever feeds you, like whatever,
yeah.
however you pray, you know, you need to get with it. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how, if you're a minister, how would you ever get direction if you didn't pray?
I know.
My word.
I believe so too.
You need to do what somebody else
yeah.
does, or watch
right.
them and copy them, or, you know, and let them be the Holy Ghost to you, or
yeah,
you get
uh-huh.
some sort of direction,
for
exactly. sure.
I believe
yeah.
that too.
Yeah,
that's so good. And okay, this is a question from someone: how do you balance your normal life responsibilities with your prayer responsibilities? Sometimes I feel a burden to pray all day long, and that can be challenging when I have other responsibilities.
Well, you know, we more carry prayer just because you don't just pray, you know, you have your times of prayer where you get down on your knees or however you get in your
right.
prayer chair or, you know, those, we have those times, but we actually carry prayer just because
mm-hmm.
you, sometimes when you get up off your knees, that doesn't mean that you're done praying.
Right.
You just kind
right.
of carry that. And it's amazing how many times in a day that you are not with other people or you're not really engaged in something where you have to give it your utmost attention. Like, for instance, you know, I can fold clothes and pray. I can ride in my car and pray.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going, okay, Jesus, bye-bye, we'll see you tomorrow, when you get up off
right.
your knees.
It's,
you know, you
yeah.
can carry prayer all day long, and it
yeah.
counts. Sometimes we think
yeah.
only the prayer that we pray on our knees, that's really what counts. But all day long we can be praying. You know, Paul said that. He
yeah.
said, pray without ceasing.
Pray.
Well,
mm-hmm.
how would you pray without ceasing, my word, if you didn't just, you got to do some things. And the Lord will show you, you know.
Yeah.
If you have little kids, you know, you can get them involved in your praying. Even while
mm-hmm.
you're eating lunch with your children, you can say, let's pray about this right now. You know, initiate,
mm-hmm.
like, with your children. So, but anyway, I hope that helps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's good. It's a lifestyle, and that abiding, it's a dwelling place. It's where you live. It's who you are. In Him.
Right.
That's so good.
And the more you give yourself to it all day long, the more you find yourself giving yourself to it. You don't, right, when you get born again, you don't just find yourself, like, in the place of praying all the time, because you're not used to that. You know,
right.
when you get to be a part of the kingdom, your kingdom life is different than your old life. So for me, you know, more and more I find play because I enjoy it and because I feel a great responsibility, I find times to pray. I look for times to pray.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good.
So
yeah.
I hope that helped. I don't know if that helped.
No, that's so good. It's a lifestyle. I think you said this. I don't know, but I started quoting it and I didn't say it. I think you said this, but you said prayer is not something you do. Prayer is who you are. It's your life, you know.
Yeah.
It becomes
well,
a part
for me,
of you.
It is. For me, it is. It for me, I don't want to call it a calling because my spiritual fathers or whatever didn't really call prayer a calling, but it's the ministry of helps, and it's before the Father. But for me, myself, it is kind of more of a calling. I'm more called to Him than I am people, and sometimes people don't understand that, but I really am, you know. So I have to give a lot of attention to it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but
so
if you're
good.
Working in a law office and you're a lawyer and you have to see people all day, you'll probably be praying less than me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody has their place. Everybody has their place and every, you know, believer. You know what you're supposed to be doing. So, and for me, it's never enough, Hannah. You know, I remember Brother Halverson saying that to me. When the Holy Ghost finds somebody that he can pray through, he'll be praying through you in as much time as you can give him. He'll be using you because, you know, that's
so
what causes things to move in the earth. Praise
that's
God.
So, yeah. That's so good. I haven't read this in a while, but it always stuck with me. I read your prayer notes, your devotional. I think that's the name of it.
Right.
And
yeah,
anyway, you said that callings are calling. And I feel like that the time that we're in right now, that like you said, we're in this time where we need to make much of this time we're in that we can give ourselves to praying. But do you feel like that, like callings are calling, like right now that God's calling people?
Yeah, I think we can all feel that. That whatever call it is, I mean, you know, whether you feel a real unction to pray more right now, you know, or whatever you feel. I feel the body of Christ is rising like an army now, and everybody's getting into their place, whatever that place is. Whether you're called to full-time ministry, whether you're called to entertainment, whether you're called to education, whether you're called to the medical field, whatever field God has placed you in and you're to make an impact there, I feel that right now that we're all more getting in our place, not just the prayer place, but all getting into our place. And but one of the things that helps you to get into your place is praying about your place.
Yeah.
You
right.
Know, and that everybody would. And that everybody would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so good. This is so fun. That's so powerful. Like and that like what you said, that's so important that everybody's in their place and everybody has their place. And you know, of course you and Mimi talk about how close we are to the coming of the Lord, you know, and just preparing the way in prayer. You know, how do like preparing the way, like I believe God's wanting to use our voice to prepare the way, you know, the highway.
As an anointing.
That you talk about.
Yeah, there's an anointing on our words because our words are that anointing. You know that scripture over in Isaiah 40?
Yeah.
Where it
preparing
says
preparing the way.
Prepare the way, make the highway straight, and then it tells you it's kind of like a road crew would come in and prepare a highway. You know, they fill in the ruts and they bring down the mountains and they fill in the valleys to make a highway, to make a plain, we might say, for the Lord for His plans to be brought forth. You make a highway, and a lot of times that's what your prayer. According to Isaiah 40, when you pray by the Holy Ghost, you know, we become like that road crew. Our words actually prepare the future. And
that's so good.
Yeah, you know, so or prepare what is out ahead. And that's what I like to know, what is out ahead. And, you know, and so I'm constantly listening and what to know what is out ahead. Well, we know the Great Awakening is out ahead. We know that the body of Christ has to rise out ahead. All the things that go with that awakening, the healings, the miracles, the harvest, all of those things, then, Hannah, we pray about. We pray about all those things just as you're led by the Spirit. And, I mean, you can make a list down on a sheet of paper, and I tell you what, right now, there's so many things to pray about. You'd probably be praying all day, every day. And if you've got time and can give yourself to prayer more, you know, then that's a really good thing. Because it's really, like your Mimi said, it's really close now. I mean, even the, like, the rapture is, like, it's at a hand, you know. For me, I would say we've got months, maybe a year or two. I mean, just, you know, we're not supposed to know the time and the day, but, you know, Mimi always said, suppose you get a reward for knowing the day.
She wants to pray.
We have our day picked out. We're not telling anybody what our day is, but we have our day picked out for sure. And it's close. It couldn't be that much longer. Just with all the things that we're seeing happening with Passover and that super moon and all the things that we're seeing, and Easter being the same week as Passover, that does not normally happen. Where we have those two events, you know, sometimes they are, but
together,
and then right at Passover, then with that super moon, you know, that was amazing. And the rabbis, you know, they said that super moon was symbolic of the Davidic, how do you say, the David dynasty coming very soon. I mean, there's signs everywhere. So we know he's coming. Yes, and then the weather patterns, and then the pandemic, and all the things he said for us to look up. So we are.
Yeah.
For sure.
So good. It's exciting, you know.
I know.
And the harvest. We've been believing for all the people, the souls, you know.
Yes,
for the awakening.
Every nation.
To Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. It's so powerful. Yeah, this is another question. What do you do? This is from someone. What do you do when you hear no answer in prayer? Like when you're praying,
you keep praying until you hear.
Yeah,
seek the Lord. Seek the Lord.
Yeah,
pray till you hear. When you get answer, answers usually come. You know, you pray and you think, okay, so Lord, tell me about this. A lot of times, you know, with those kinds of things, like it'll be in the next few days or it'll be in the next month, or somebody will say something and the words that they say, that answer will be in there. He has all different ways of bringing you that answer, you know, and so it'll come. So because the Bible says that, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So when you ask, and then he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things. So sometimes your answer can come even through things that you will see, spiritual seeing, or you'll see something, and your answer will be in that seeing. See, hear, you could see, hear, know, feel. All of that your answer could be in those things where, you know, that's the way we hear him, is through those things, by hearing, by seeing, by knowing.
I'm so sorry. I got knocked off. Okay, go ahead. I'm so sorry. The call knocked me off.
Did everybody else?
They heard you. Just keep going.
Okay.
They heard you.
Well, I'm just
I'm just saying that there, you know, there's ways that we hear God is through some people feel the atmosphere. They could walk in a room and they can interpret that atmosphere. That's so good. Hearing God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
Another way is that you see something. Another way is that you hear something. You know. Another way is that you know. You just know. Well, how do you know? I don't know. You just know. It's like right now, everybody on this phone, you know you're saved. If you know you're saved, how do you know that? Well, you know it. So there's your answer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good.
So that's the way he answers you. So I hope that helped. I don't know.
Yeah, what I heard, that is so powerful. I have to have that, you know, when you walk into a situation and you feel you can pick up, you know, and
right.
I had to learn.
Absolutely.
Like, for me, like, it was like I couldn't take it as, oh, something's wrong. It's like, no, maybe you're picking up on something, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Because you can feel that.
Yeah, that's called being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and we all want that very, very much, especially during these times.
Right.
You know, we want to be very sensitive to Him.
Yeah.
Praise God.
And pray, and I know how you always talk about praying with the anointing, you know, flowing.
Yeah. Well, just believe that you are. You know, it's not just about your praying. You have to believe you're anointed to pray, that
right.
there's an anointing released when you pray, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about heaven answering, but you're anointed. God anoints you. He said, you have an unction of the Holy One. Well, but where do we use that unction? The unction of the Holy Ghost comes when you pray. So you believe in that anointing. You use your faith that anointing and that power that is being released from you at that moment you're praying is actually working. And it's called, you know, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man. What? Makes
avail
power.
Much power.
It makes power. It releases power. You know, that song we're saying, even though I don't feel it, He's working.
Oh, yeah. Waymaker.
Even though I don't see it, He's working. Well, that's
never
the way it is with prayer.
Working.
Mm-hmm. He never stops. Yeah. He never stops
that's
working.
So good.
But the way that
Thank
He
you,
works.
Jesus.
Yeah. The way that He works,
yeah.
Hannah, is through our praying.
Praying
and faith, believing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah,
I feel like we could. Would you mind if we just pray for a few minutes?
Sure.
And
you lead, and I'll follow.
One more question: what are some of your favorite books regarding prayer? Like stuff that you obviously the Bible, but like just things that
you
learn from.
You know what I do? The things where my prayer assignment is, wherever my prayer assignment is, I usually go to the Word, and that's my favorite thing to do is go to the Word and find things in the Word that minister to me along the lines of what I'm praying about. And I don't know, I read a lot of things. I don't just read on prayer. I like a lot of the old-timey stuff on prayer, you know. Old-timey books by John Lake, books by, why can't I think of a single
Reese
book
Howell.
Right now? Reese Howell.
Reese Howell.
I haven't read that in a while, but I would probably go back to it. I just read Pray and Hide again. These are all books. I don't even know if you can find these books online. But wherever I'm going in prayer, like recently I was reading about travail.
Okay.
I was wanting to know about travail.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read about Pray and Hide. And that other man that prayed about the Indians, what was his name? I was just reading about him. And
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
I was just reading about that. I can't think of his name. But those are the kind of books that I read on prayer, you know. I haven't found any lately that have come out on prayer. You know, somebody, sometimes if I want words in prayer, you know, because of my ministry and the way it works for me, I don't just minister to Pentecostal people. I have to cross over traditional denominational lines. And sometimes people that are denominational, that if they don't pray in tongues, you can lose them right off if you tell them you're Pentecostal. Well, we don't want to lose those people. We want those people to grow, too. And so so I have to pray in English. I have to pray in English. And I have to steward myself to pray in English and make sense.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
I mean, I love to pray in the Holy Ghost, but I sometimes... So a book that I love to sometimes just read is Jermaine Copeland's book.
Oh, she has a book.
Yes. And and so she has like different topics in her book.
Yeah.
Prayers.
Yeah.
They're actually prayers that you pray. Prayers that you pray. And so sometimes if I'm looking for English words to define what I'm praying about, I'll read prayers. There's another book. It's an old book, and I don't know who wrote it. It's called All the Prayers of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that? There's the same author wrote All the Miracles of the Bible. I don't know what other ones, but I think there are others also, too. Sometimes I read that, go through and read those prayers.
That's good. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I like Jermaine Copeland, too. My mom has hers, and I just read her prayers of the different topics. They're powerful. With the scriptures.
Anything that helps you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not opposed to, like, reading books on, like, if you're praying about the economy, I'm not opposed to reading books about the economy.
Right.
If it helps me. I don't know how God would use that, but I know He would.
Yeah.
If I make myself smart in those areas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or talk to people about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The knowledge from that. That's so powerful.
So probably y'all probably know right now that I'm praying about the economy, since I've said that so many times today. Yeah.
That's so good, though. Knowledgeable. Like, I remember one time I had North Korea in my heart, so I was watching tons of documentaries on North Korea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You
but
learn
I'm like,
about
why
the people.
Am I watching from the natural these kind of boring? It was so intriguing to me, though. I was like drawn to it, to know about it.
The same way with Israel. If you have a burden for Israel, which, you know, of course, a lot of people do now, and we should, and I do. It's a main assignment for me. So I read about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. So because it helps me. And I talk to people all the time, too.
Yeah, sure.
Like your grandma, like people that are in the military, like anybody. Anybody I can get a hold to. I read the Art Scroll books. I read those.
Okay.
Like the Tehillim. I read those.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I hope that helped. I don't know.
No, it was so good. It helped so much. And I know that people are blessed to hear it. It's just been such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Henny, you're so sweet.
And so can we just pray for a few minutes and then...
Sure. You go ahead and you lead out and I'll follow you. I'll jump in.
Me?
And everybody else,
please jump
in.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We
thank
you for
this
hunger of prayer, Lord, that you are stirring up in the body of Christ.
Oh, we know
that you are... Callings are calling, that you are calling us to a deeper level of prayer, a deeper level of intimacy with you in a way like never before for such time as now that you've called us
to the
kingdom.
Thank
and we
you,
just
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that our first ministry is unto you, Jesus. Our first ministry is unto
Lord.
You, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that we can pray. And we thank you, Lord, for every person listening, Lord, that your answers, that your revelation is revealed. And I thank you for Mimi Lynn. I thank you for blessing her, Lord. I thank you for her call, Father, that she is a voice for such a time as this, Lord, that you have prepared her as a voice of prayer and to prepare the way of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
And we thank you for increase in that, in a way that you're going to open doors for
all of us,
to every generation. In Jesus' name.
For all dimensions, that we could go further and deeper and higher in the realm of the Spirit to know what we need to know. Thank you, Lord, that you make a way for all of us. You make a way for us to know and to delve into the things of God further and greater in Jesus' name. Father, help us to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And what he's saying and what he wants us to do. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you and bless you. And I pray right now for everybody that's on this phone for a blessing from heaven today. And that you touch everyone, touch their heart by your great Holy Spirit and by your presence, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father. Give us wisdom and discretion.
Jesus.
And give us understanding, Father, of the things that you want us to know now. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
Thank
you, Father.
You, Lord.
Thank
Praise
you for angels of God over this United States of America.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for the ministering spirit over this United States of America and for the blood of Jesus over this nation to stop this pandemic in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you uncover every evil thing about this. All the origins of it, we believe that you uncover all of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord,
thank
for preparing
you,
the way of the Lord, Lord, that your body is a voice to prepare the way for such a time as this,
Lord.
Lord, that we are called to be a voice in prayer. And
yes,
we're called
thank
to
you,
raise
Jesus.
Our voice in the Spirit to pray.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank
for
you,
this
Lord.
Time.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you.
Praise you, God.
Oh, how we worship you, Jesus. How
worship
we worship you,
Lord.
How we worship you and thank
faithful
you, Lord
God.
Jesus. We worship you right now. Hallelujah.
Faithful,
we
faithful.
Lift our hands. We lift our hearts. We lift all of ourselves to you. And thank you, Lord God, that you are working a mighty work now. We're waiting on this awakening. We're waiting on it, Father. We are waiting
Lord.
To see you pour out the fullness of the glory of God on this nation, and that it will rise, and that it will go to the other nations of the world. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you,
God
Father.
God is so good.
Thank you, Lord.
So faithful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just sense his presence.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. I'm grateful for that.
Praise God.
Shalom. Amen. This is Billy Brim.
Hey, that's Mimi.
You know you're on.
Hi, and I approve of this message.
Wonderful,
well, wonderful.
Lord, we would not have wanted you to come on and say, I do not approve of this message.
Exactly.
We would not have liked it.
And we wouldn't like that either if the Lord said it about anything, would we?
No, we would not.
We want to serve him with all pleasing. And
yes,
we
do.
So
in
I just
every
to,
way right now.
Yes, and absolutely. There's nothing I can add. Lynn is the grand dame of prayer in my eyes. You see, Lynn.
No.
Okay, be quiet. Please, I mean, I must be kind, but I saw her be trained for prayer by a man that prayed on a level, I tell you, I never saw anyone pray on that level, and I've seen them pray.
No,
seen prayers, been around prayers, I felt like, as Brother Hagin would say, Ned in the first reader. When I would be around Rachel and Sister Wilkerson and Brother Hagin. But there was a realm of prayer, and we're not the ones who rate the prayers. We don't know all the prayers in the whole wide world. But there was Brother Halverson, that dear Norwegian man who prayed on a level like no one I ever in my life was around, and he took Lynn, God placed Lynn right under his wing. And Lynn, I was just wondering, before you go, if you could share something he shared with you.
Yes, for sure.
Share something he shared with me.
That you learned.
How did you learn? What did you observe?
So many things from him, Billy. You know, I guess the greatest thing that I learned from him is it wasn't like a teaching from his mouth, but it was like by precept more, an example.
Yeah.
I learned more probably from him by watching him pray than I did by him more instructing, like I did today with these prayers. I would have to say that I learned more by watching him. And the greatest thing that he taught me was the importance of it, Billy. The importance of prayer. It was just, how do I say that? He made prayer so important. And even though you didn't hear that from other people around you, but by your being in his presence, it was the most important thing in all the world. And so somehow that transferred to me. And he made me feel like, he didn't say this, but he made me feel like when I got a project in prayer, like when I got that project to come down and help you in Alabama that time, he said, you go down there and I'll help. He said, if you go down there and you pray for her, I'll take on whatever you're having to pray about at home.
Whoa.
And it was like when he said that, Billy, to me, I knew it made me responsible for the project. It made me, I felt a burden to get it done. And ever since, all through, you know, I can't say of one thing that it was, so many things, just the importance of it. And, you know, it was like almost like a jackhammer. You know how when you see a jackhammer going into the cement and it makes that noise and it pushes it? That was pushed down into me, that prayer was my responsibility, and
wow,
that I had to do it. It was it was not if you want to do it. It was he made me know you had to do it. And, you know, it made it to be almost like a calling for me. I feel the same thing about him. Even though he shared a lot, he wasn't more like a minister. Even though I teach some, you know, but it wasn't like any kind of ministry you ever saw. You know that, Billy. It wasn't like any ministry you ever saw. It was he would pray, and then he would instruct a little bit or talk about whatever that was he was praying about. It was more like that. And I saw him do that all the time. I can't ever say that there were things that stuck with me that he said over the years. I can't think of any of those right now, but it was more like a transfer to me of this is the way you walk.
Wow.
From him. I watched him walk that way, and so then I started to walk that way.
We do have videos. Praying.
Yeah.
Available.
Yeah. It's amazing. An amazing thing. How yielded he was. Night and day he was. And I have actually got that from him. It doesn't matter, you know, if you have to get up at night. He didn't ever care that he had to. He didn't ever care.
I mean, somehow that got over on me. Oh, well, you know, if you don't sleep well, you know, that would be the Lord have to help you with that.
Right.
That's the way he was, Billy. You know
that. I know.
All night, some nights. And then the Lord has to grace you for that. But a lot of the old-timey prayers like that, they prayed like that, you know.
Wow.
And then when you pray like that, you hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those meetings we used to have, Lynn, down in Painesville at that camp?
Yes.
And, oh, there were such high meetings. We went away and
such glory.
There were usually women's meetings, all women's. Kathy Caseman
sponsored
those. And actually, she wanted those there in Minnesota. She wanted them to have some time away from their homes where they worked so hard and raised their children. And she banned men from coming. Men could not come. And there were such high spiritual meetings that people wanted to come. Well, 1 year, the main speaker was going to be Sister Wilkerson. And I got a telephone call that Sister Wilkerson's husband had fallen, broken his leg, and she couldn't come. She had to take care of him. So Sally Thwaites called me and said, who will we get? I was at a restaurant in Alabama eating catfish. And the Lord said to me, Philip Halverson. And I said to Sally, the Philip Halverson. She called Brother Halverson, who lived in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 150 miles away or so from where the camp was. She called him, and he said, the Lord already told me.
He said,
I'm packing my bag now, and I'm getting a map.
Yeah, he knew he was supposed to go, so he was out ahead.
Oh, what a meeting that was.
Meeting.
Amazing.
My goodness.
You see, if you have a life in the Spirit, like Lynn said, I remember, Shelley, someone asked the question about what do you do. I remember when she was pressing into God because they'd lost everything they had in the oil boom that flattened out. And she practiced the presence of God all the time. And she was reading that book, you know, Brother Lawrence. And Brother Lawrence said, I do everything I do to the glory of God. And she would just all day long talk to God. She'd have little conversations with him. And it was Cody at the time, and she'd diaper him, and she'd say, I'm diapering this little baby to the glory of God. You know, you can do that. John G. Lake's wife, she had 5 children she was raising. And you know John G. Lake's wife. We knew her. You and I, we knew her, Lenny.
And Suzanne Wesley. What one of the Wesley men, remember, that's the reason they had her in the Pentecostal move, was because she had, how many children they have? 18?
Three, I think.
And
oh,
she would throw,
goodness.
Or 10 or something, and she would throw the apron up over her head, and that told them, don't bother me right now, I'm praying. She would take
it. Yeah, that's right. And you know,
her head. Yeah.
Gertrude, brother John G. Lake's daughter, said Mama was a prayer. And she said she'd go get in the middle of her bed, and us kids, we knew to play around the bed, and she is praying. One night, she got this urge to pray while she's cooking supper, and she got in the bed, and they found out John G. Lake's life was miraculously saved at the same time.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, there's so many miracles. You know, people talk about meetings they have and the gifts of the Spirit moving. Do you know how much gifts of the Spirit move when you're praying? Oh, my Lord.
The
Lord is telling you something. I mean, I have way more operation of the gifts in prayer than I do ever, like in a service where you're, you know, calling out healings and all that kind of thing. I'm telling you,
wisdom, word of knowledge.
I believe that when eternity rolls, I believe that we're going to have videos of all the things that we, that's just something I think.
Amen.
That we're going to have videos of all of the things that happened as a result of praying. Brother Halverson made me believe that I could be praying across the world.
Wow.
And he did that all the time. He'd be praying across the world and something would be happening. And you might not know it right away, but. And you might not ever know it, but sometimes you would know about it. It's amazing.
I love what you said a little bit earlier on the call. You have to have faith in your prayers. You have to believe it's working.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe. Yes, I do. I believe there's an anointing out of heaven that God, that my words are anointed. My words are anointed, and they shake
Amen.
Things, and they break things, and you have to believe that, Bill, if you're going to use your authority for like this virus. You have to believe that the power of God is going into, is working on that virus.
Yeah.
You have to believe that. That by
Absolutely.
Taking that virus is dying.
Absolutely.
That virus is dead.
No doubt
you
about it. He got his
that.
Notice Resurrection
yes,
Sunday.
He yes,
and he's
he
going.
Did. He did. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to leave this back to you girls. It's not my call. I just butted in. I just wanted to tell you.
No, I'm so grateful. Mimi, you can stay on because I feel like, unless there's anything else you're led, I just feel like the importance of this call is why that, you know, just like you, Lynn, learned from Phil Halverson, and Mimi, you learned from Rachel and Brother Phil and Brother Hagin and different, that it's a generational thing, you know. And just, you know, how you talk about prayers mostly taught, just being around prayers and learning from them by example, it does something for you. And so that's
right. Well,
so
you catch things.
Yeah.
Hannah, just think, you used to sit in my lap. How old were you, three? We'd be in meetings and you'd come down there and sit in my lap. That's how you, and that jumped over on you. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. The hunger.
The hunger.
Absolutely,
right,
it happened.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's the way it happens. Yeah,
so
we have
believing.
A whole generation of
people
that are coming up. Amen.
Exactly. Amen.
For sure.
Well, what if you don't know Lynn Hammond personally and you can't jump in her lap? What can you do? Well, you can get her books. They're wonderful books. You can watch videos. You can watch. We have videos of all these people. Sister Wilkerson, Brother Halverson, Brother Hagin, he's on YouTube. I mean,
my grandson
watches them all the time. So you avail yourself in the spirit. And, it's amazing how the anointing on those old videos will come across from YouTube or wherever.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and
powerful.
You pick up things. Yeah, powerful. Yep.
So that's what you do. You avail yourself of that.
Yeah, steward yourself. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Stir up the gift. That's what the Bible says. Yes, for sure.
If you have the time in your home, you can do it. And the YouTube, you know.
Yes, for sure. This is the time right now. God has granted
right
us
now.
This time. Reminds
Amen.
Me of the 70 years of Daniel. Where
yeah.
he had those 70 years. He put him over there, and he had those 70 years where he had to. I'm telling you, we're in a time period now. God's granted it to us. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great.
It is.
And Lynn, I put on my blog, and I can invite people to go to my blog, billybrim.org, and I put a tribute to Clyde McGee.
Yeah.
Because the reason why, you see God's hand in everything. The reason why we can have church on Sunday morning when we can't, you know, and we have to, it's a virtual church, it's going by the internet, our phone calls, everything, is because of what God showed Clyde McGee. And Clyde McGee was our dear, genius, gentle brother that God showed him and two other men how to do synchronous orbit satellites above the earth that allow us to have our church services, to have the internet. Now, I gave a tribute to him. You can go on a blog. It's not long back. You just go on billybrim.org blogs and you can look back. They called him Mr. Launch. Because of what God showed him, he launched and maintained more satellites than any other person on earth. And you know who prayed him through all that? Mama Lena.
Brother Halverson.
His mother-in-law and Brother Halverson. See how prayer worked there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's Clyde, scientists, they lost the satellite.
Right.
And they didn't know if they could get it back or not. And they showed me in Clyde McGee's home how he would lie in his recliner and Brother Halverson would pray over him using his hands, Lynn. You know how he did.
Yeah.
And they found the satellite. So we have this technology because of God, and God gave it, and we know the people he gave it through.
Through prayer.
And we
yeah.
saw the prayer played.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Sex alive. We could go on forever, girls.
Yeah, no, we could. Right?
I love you.
It's true. I love you, too. Y'all are such a blessing to me. So, yes, and all the prayers, Billy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Brother Howerson said to you. You have to help the prayers.
That's the assignment. You see, Lynn, you gave you assignments. And that's the assignment, really, he gave me. I didn't really have that from God till he spoke those words.
Wow.
When he spoke them.
Right. It set you in your place.
It set me.
Yeah. You set right in that place from those words. Amazing.
I didn't even know how it could possibly be.
Yeah. Or how to do that. I was trying to figure out how that worked. How that worked that you were going to help
do that.
Me. But I would go to meetings and I would think, okay, so if I listen to that teaching is going to help. No, it's not the teaching. Wouldn't be the teaching. It's an anointing on you, Billy.
Right.
And you go to the meeting or you get with her, you're with her, and that anointing comes. That's why, you know, with all the your prayer people, the WWPs, those people, even the sound of your voice and those things will help those people. If you stay with that, it'll help you pray.
Yeah, it's that voice, the anointing.
Yeah.
Hannah's television program is called Raise Your Voice. And one of the ways you do it is prayer.
Yes.
Probably the most important way.
Well, I was just going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's amazing.
Praise
well,
God.
I'm glad your girls are going to have a wonderful praying day. I know that I am.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I love
Thank you so much. I love you.
And then let you close it.
You.
Okay.
All right. Hannah, you closing?
Yeah. You want to close it? Do you want anything else? You want to say?
No. No, I'm good. You close.
Me too.
However.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lynn, first of all, for Mimi Lynn, for doing this again. And I believe the Lord had his way, and that's all that matters, you know?
That's the truth.
So,
amen.
That's
all
the glory to him. Thank you so much for taking the time out this morning. And thank you, every person that's listening. And I just believe God's going to help. Just if you have time today, give yourself to prayer.
Yes.
Give yourself to this place. You know, I can just sense it right now. Just the anointing is stirring me up to pray. And so I just thank you for this time. I thank you for every word spoken, Lord, that this will be beyond every nation, every state, every person listening, Lord, that you call us to a deeper place of your heart, a deeper place of your love today. Father, just blessing all the generations, Lord, that we all are working together for such a time as this. And we give you all the glory. And every person has their place in you, Lord. We all have a place. And every position,
you,
Lord, that you've called us now. It's not an accident, but it's right now. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of prayer. And we thank you,
Lord,
Jesus, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hannah. God bless you today and everyone else. Bye-bye.
Shalom, shalom.
Love you. Bye.